This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Today we have feedback from Ed on the teaching series. I asked all of you to send in comments and ideas about the teaching series, and Ed sends in this one. He says, "In the Teaching Students to Write miniseries, I just finished the first sentence episode. You suggested we send in comments, so here's mine. I have something that always works for me, but I also never write 100% into the dark. Before I begin, I have at least a vague idea of the protagonist and the opening scene, e.g., there is a kid walking on a bridge. The opening sentence is then, what would the protagonist say or think about this place? Example, man, is the wind coming down the river valley cold tonight? Worst case, scene one later becomes scene two, and I do the same thing for the new scene one." Ed, this is a fantastic technique. I've used it in several stories myself. I love it. I'm glad you brought it up because it totally slipped my mind when I was doing that episode. So thank you for sending it in. Add this to your toolbox, guys. This is a good technique for openers. And since we're doing feedback today, I also got some great feedback from Cheyenne talking about her process on keeping notes together. This is a comment on an episode I did about keeping track of ideas and fragments that you're not quite ready to use yet. Cheyenne says, "I know we're dealing more with capturing longer thoughts, but let me start small. I've been using the same method for quick jotting ideas for several years, and it's worked well enough for me. I enter my own cell phone number into my contacts and routinely text myself whenever I have a burst of inspiration. I've gotten so far as to text myself entire scenes and paragraphs, send photos or content links I find online but don't want to save to my phone's memory at the moment, or to send myself voice clips if I need to ramble a little bit to get where my brain is going faster than if I typed it. It's a simple go-to Dropbox that's always at my fingertips. I don't have to open slash load any special apps. I don't have to fight with formatting tools or jump through welcome or login screens. Even if I don't finish a thought or have to quickly put my phone away, the message is waiting for me as a draft the next time I have a minute. Dan, you mentioned having stacks of notebooks you peruse every so often to find, and perhaps revive, old ideas. My vast inventory of self-addressed text messages is my version of that. When I need an inspiration, I scroll through what I've sent to myself and look for gems. From there, I can easily email them to myself one by one, or do screen grabs to capture clusters of thoughts quickly and without any additional typing or copying or pasting." Cheyenne, this is brilliant. Thank you for sending it in. I may have to try this out. This is really, really sharp. I love it. The simplicity. It's great. Ah, you guys are fantastic. Yeah, anytime any of you have comments, extra ideas, or stuff for anything I've said, please send them in. These feedback episodes are just lighting my fire. I love them. So thank you for sending it in. This is great. Another great tool for you guys to use if you find it salutary. So, yeah. Anyway, I guess my work here is done, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.